You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. And when they set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness, and there Israel encamped before the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my own possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. It's a beautiful passage, and one in which God's call and covenant is extended from initially the one man that we spoke of yesterday, Abram, and his family, progressively outward through all of the rest of the chapters of Genesis, and now encompasses the whole people of Israel. This is one of the earliest, perhaps the first mission statement of a people or a nation. If the people of Israel obey God's voice and keep his covenant, they will be God's possession, and they will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Amazingly, the people of Israel have become a nation without possessing a land, without having a defined territory. Perhaps the first, maybe only, people that had ever happened to. Normally, nations are defined by other things, a common language, geographical territory, borders. But the people of Israel are defined by their relationship with God and the keeping of a covenant. Similarly, that covenant is that they are supposed to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And we get an idea of what that's supposed to be in the next two verses as we watch how Moses interacts between God and the people. He receives the words of God, calls the elders of the people, sets before them the words, and then takes their answer back to the Lord and closes the covenant. And in a way, that is what the people of Israel are called to be for the rest of the world. They're supposed to be a kingdom of priests, a priestly nation who will represent the world to God. They did that most especially in Christ, who is the one who speaks on our behalf and who carries the message of humanity to his Father and is received by his Father. In Christ, we have the covenant with the Father that was first promised through the people of Israel. May we be in Christ today a kingdom of priests and a holy nation to all who encounter us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.